Acts chapter 14. And it came to pass in Iconium that they went in the same way into the Jews' synagogue, and spoke in such a way that a large number of both Jews and Greeks believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up and poisoned the minds of the Gentiles against the brothers. And they spent a considerable time speaking out boldly about the Lord, who gave witness to his word of grace, allowing signs and miracles to take place through their hands. So the population of the city was divided, and some sided with the Jews and some with the apostles. But when an assault by both Gentiles and Jews took place with their leaders, intending to maltreat and stone them, they became aware of it and fled to the Lycaonian cities of Lystra and Derbe and the surrounding area. And there they would preach the gospel. And a certain man in Lystra, disabled in his feet, was sitting down. He had been lame from his mother's womb and had never walked. And he heard Paul speaking, who looked at him intently, and seeing that he had faith to be saved, he said in a loud voice, "Stand up straight on your feet." And he leapt and walked about. But when the crowds saw what Paul had done, they raised their voices and said in Lycaonian, "The gods have taken on human likeness and come down to us." And they called Barnabas Zeus, and Paul Hermes, since he was the spokesman. And the priest of Zeus's temple, which was in front of their city, brought bulls and garlands to the gates, and along with the crowds he wished to offer sacrifice. But when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard this, they tore their clothes and leapt into the crowd, shouting and saying, "Men, why are you doing these things? We too are men with similar feelings to you, preaching the gospel to you, that you should turn from these vain things to the living God, who made heaven and earth and the sea and everything that is in them, who in past generations allowed all the Gentiles to go their own ways. And yet he did not leave himself without a witness, doing good, giving rains from the sky and fruit-bearing seasons to you, filling our hearts with food and gladness." And in saying these things, they only just stopped the crowd sacrificing to them. Then some Jews arrived from Antioch and Iconium, and they persuaded the crowds otherwise, and they stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he had died. But the disciples gathered round him, and he got up and went to the city, and on the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And they preached the gospel to that city, and when they had made a considerable number of disciples, they returned to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. And they boosted the morale of the disciples and encouraged them to remain in the faith, and said, "We must go through many tribulations into the kingdom of God." And they appointed them elders in each church, and after praying with fastings, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. And they passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia, and they spoke the word in Perga, and went down to Attalia. And from there they sailed off to Antioch, from where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled. And when they had arrived and gathered the church, they reported on all the things that God had done with them, and on the fact that he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. Then they spent no inconsiderable time there with the disciples.